COVID-19 outbreaks at meat processing facilities sent ripple effects through the rural towns where they're located. Many of those communities are still recovering. Side Effects Public Media's Natalie Krebs takes us to Storm Lake in western Iowa.
Amelia Marroquin has seen firsthand just how much Storm Lake has changed in the past 2 decades. On a driving tour of the town, she points to a building out the window of her car.
Even the only Mexican restaurant that was in town, over there in the corner, there was white people running their restaurant.
Marroquin is a native of El Salvador. She moved to Storm Lake from California in the 90s. She and her husband got jobs at the Tyson Foods plant, the economic center of the town, which employs thousands. It was a harsh work environment. Marroquin says she quit after just a few days.
So I remember the second day I was crying. I said, I'm not coming back to this place. I don't like it. I hate it.
Marroquin started a new job with the USDA. Learned English, eventually picked up a high school and college degree. She's now one of many immigrants who proudly call Storm Lake home. Like many meatpacking towns in the Midwest, Storm Lake is much more diverse than the areas that surround it. Here, more than 1 in 3 residents identify as Hispanic or Latino. Nearly 1 in 5 are Asian. Nationwide, COVID-19 disproportionately affected communities of color, in part because the U.S. relies on immigrant workers in food and agriculture. They never stopped working, even as other businesses shuttered. One research study found the presence of a meat processing facility increased a county's per capita transmission rate by up to 160%. The outbreaks in Storm Lake hit the town's Micronesian and Latino communities particularly hard. At the United Community Health Center, Dr. Natalie Schaller wipes tears from her eyes as she reflects on the past 2 years. Many of her patients are plant workers and their families.
You know, honestly, just a part of being in this community is knowing and loving some of the people who struggled the most and ultimately passed away.
At St. Mary's Catholic Church, Deacon Hector Mora assists with the church's weekly mass in Spanish. Mora, who's originally from Mexico, was a supervisor at the Tyson plant before he left to work for the church last May. He says many workers were really scared.
I used to tell them, just calm down. I know we have a bad situation, but don't let these fears be controlling you all the time.
The impact of COVID here is ongoing. Local officials say it's been particularly hard for children, the majority of whom are learning English as a second language. Superintendent Stacy Cole says many students are showing signs of extended trauma.
We know our kids are reporting anxiety, depression, all of those types of things that you see when people are struggling with their mental health. We are seeing that at a very increased rate.
Cole says this year the district invested more into mental health resources like virtual therapy. But health officials say the town needs more support for public health programs, especially ones that meet the needs of diverse populations. As hard as it's been, residents here are also resilient, says Amelia Marroquin.
If you have been going through other worse things, adapting to COVID will be something that you find a way.
She says that's because many immigrants, like herself, have learned resilience through starting life in a new country. I'm Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
This is the final story in Side Effects' 3-part series on the effect of COVID-19 on meat plant workers. You can find the full series at sideeffectspublicmedia.org. This project was funded by USC Center for Health Journalism.